You're listening to the Audacious Church podcast. This message was recorded live at our Manchester campus. We know this is a great investment into your life. So tune in, listen up, and stay focused. For any more information, visit us online, audaciouschurch.com.
Hey, good morning, Audacious Church. Hey, oh, come on, it is so good to be with you. You're feeling well? You made a good decision being here this morning. If I've not met you before, my name is Josh. I'm the campus pastor of Audacious Church in Sheffield. We and the family have been there almost 6 weeks now. So I bring you greetings from our family in Sheffield. Shout out to all the Sheffield people watching online. Incredible community starting to grow and gather. This is what you're a part of. A church that is growing, expanding, is moving. And we want to say a big hello to everyone online, and also to Pastor Glenn and Sophia Barrett, who are returning from a trip. We know they're watching. Everyone just give them a wave. We love you. We'll see you next week, Pastor Glenn and Sophia Barrett. But why don't you stand to your feet for a moment? We're going to read from the Bible. Welcome to this audacious life. Come on, audacious people. We are fearlessly devoted. Fiercely determined. My mind was saying, don't say fearless again. Fiercely determined. And we are seriously fun. Come on. Welcome to Audacious Church this morning. Where's the party animals at? Come on. I know it's just gone 10 o'clock. I'm going to read from the Bible this morning. John 10:10, one of the foundational key pillars, verses of our church, of Audacious Church. John 10:10, it says this: the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I, Jesus' words, speaking of himself, but I have come. I've stepped out of heaven, come down to earth, so that you, as followers of Jesus, come on, would live a life to the full. Come on, that we would have life, true life, not half life, but a life to the full. Come on, let's pray. Right now, Jesus, we want to thank you for your church. Lord, thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you that you walk with us. You know every situation here in this place this morning. I'm watching online right now. Lord, we thank you that even though maybe people coming in with difficult situations, I thank you, Holy Spirit, you know them. You're leading them through. Even the testimony that we've already heard this morning of your breakthrough, we thank you, Jesus. Lord, come and speak to us right now. Lord, I really feel specifically for today, Lord, what you say in the word in 1 Corinthians, it says the Spirit, the Lord, the God is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Come on, thank you for liberty in your church. Thank you for freedom. I thank you for weight being lifted. Lord, we declare freedom over every body, every mind, every soul. We thank you, Lord. Come and speak in Jesus' name. Everyone said, amen. Why don't you grab your seats? Just turn around and give the big cheesy smile, big grin to someone next to you. Say hello if you've not already seen them yet. This is family. All right. This audacious life, seriously fun. Has anyone seen the movie Yesterday? Just give me a little wave. Absolutely brilliant movie online. And if you've not seen it, hopefully there's going to be a picture coming up on screen. But a brilliant movie, right, of two people who said yes to everything. They would say that their theme of their relationship was yes. You know, yes to adventure, yes to new experiences, yes to trying new things and going to new places. Just yes, kind of thrill-seeking people. And then they would say, then they had children. And all the parents said. And although they would say it is the best thing that ever happened to them, suddenly their yes became no. That no became the theme of their relationship. No, you can't climb out the window. No, you can't eat that. No, you can't smack your brother. No, you can't. No, 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 no. This kind of became the theme of their relationship. The theme of their lives now became no. And they were once kind of free and loving adventure. And then they kind of almost lost themselves in the kind of craziness that can be parenthood as young parents. And they kind of come to this place where their kids discover this new concept called a yes day, where for 24 hours, the kids get to make the rules. Everyone, audacious kids, would you love that? For 24 hours, you get to decide everything that happens, and the parents have to say Yes. And the movie is incredible, of the kind of adventures and the mischief and the craziness that kind of unfolds within this movie. And really what they discover is who they truly were, or coming back to the essence of who they are. And I think this series of, for us as a church, is exactly like that. A little bit like this film of us rediscovering who we are again, or coming back to, maybe there's a few degrees out here and there, that the fact of Audacious Church people, we are seriously fun. Come on, because we believe that life is to be enjoyed. That God wants us to enjoy life, not endure it. And we get this as kids. A whole kind of perspective on life, our whole expectation is that life should be fun. Life is there to be lived and enjoyed. Like for an adult, a puddle is something to be avoided, right? But for a kid, even my little boy walking to school just wants to jump in that puddle 2 feet and have wet feet. Who cares if you get wet feet for the rest of the day? Whoa, I'm in a puddle. Woo! You know, a sofa to an adult is just somewhere to be kind of quiet and peaceful and sit down. But to a child, this is like now a trampoline park. I'm going to pull off my two little boys, pull off the cushions, and they just play floor is lava. And it's kind of, it completely transforms, or maybe to something that is new or kind of risky. To an adult, sometimes can be a source of worry or fear. But to a child, it's like, whoa, an opportunity for a new adventure. See, it reminds me of the character of Peter Pan. I grew up watching Peter Pan, this, you know, this young boy who wears, or, you know, green tights. Does he? Yeah, no, he does. Green tights and flies. But he had this kind of thought that really, I don't ever want to grow up, because if I grow up, then I have to be an adult. And who wants to be an adult? Because when I'm an adult, the adventure stops. It's almost like as we grow and the older that we get, we almost mature out of fun. Like kind of mature out, almost like we graduate from fun. Because we know, and we all, you know, testament, you know, across the room, as we grow up, suddenly responsibility comes like a heavy. Some of you students in the room, you know, responsibility has smacked you in the face. You're like, what do you mean I have to wash my own clothes? Like, and you're feeling the pressure of budgeting and stresses and work and relationships and pressure and responsibility and finance and all this stuff and disappointments. And you get knocks and challenges and the stress of being just alive in our world and our society. And it kind of takes fun from being this thing that kind of, it just becomes this thing that I do. This thing that I occasionally do, so therefore our happiness is kind of up one moment or down the next, and up another moment, oh, it's Friday night, woo, let's have fun, and then down, oh, it's Monday, oh, hold on to the weekend. And this is the kind of culture and society that we live in, that fun becomes an occasional thing that we do, but we don't want to lose this childlike spirit that I believe that is for the followers of Jesus, this childlike spirit that is free and full of adventure. See, happiness is the fruit of what's happening. Happiness is the fruit of our current circumstances, but joy, come on, joy is the fruit of the Spirit. Let me read from the Bible again. It says in Philippians 1, verse 25, knowing this, the Apostle Paul says to the church in Philippi, knowing this, I am convinced that I will remain alive so I can continue to help all of you grow and experience the joy of your faith. Come on, Audacious Church, are we growing? Are we experiencing the joy of our faith? Come on, this joy is unshakable. Come on, a few weeks ago, at the end of August, I preached a message about joy unlocked, that it's not depending on what's happening, that before it ever gets to a feeling or an emotion, our joy is our focus on God. So it's an unshakable joy that no matter what is going on, that we can be firmly rooted and established. Our roots go down deep into all that God is, all that Jesus has done for us, and everything that he promises to do. That's our joy. And when we have this kind of joy, fun doesn't become this occasional thing that I do. We don't just have fun, we are fun. Come on, anyone in Audacious Church this morning? Come on, Audacious people. We don't just have fun, we are fun. We are fun. So why so often is the church labeled boring? If we were to go down Market Street or around Sheffield or Cardiff or wherever we are as a church and go, oh, just pop quiz, what's one of the first things that come into your mind when you say the word church, then sometimes it's a little bit synonymous, or it has been, this word of boring. I grew up in church, and I'm thankful for my parents who became Christians. Billy Graham concert at Villa Stadium. And it meant that I went to church. And during my teenage years, for a number of years, I was at a Church of England church, an Anglican church, full of some incredible people. And I'm really thankful for that experience growing up. But that's where I learned really to be in the worship team. I played drums. Broom-tsh. I know why I did that. It's not a joke. I did really play the drums. But it was a lot of fun. But there was this one incredible gentleman, but he was a retired vicar. And every few months, he would take one of the services. And when we turned up and we realized that this particular vicar, this man, would be taking the service, it would mean that it would be done in a slightly different way, a lot more traditional kind of way. So as a teenager, it was like, oh, all right. And to me, it would have been really boring until one Sunday. Oh, gosh. One Sunday, because he would wear these big white robes and this kind of blue collar, and it was kind of really like, yeah, really, I don't know the word, but traditional. So this big flowing kind of robe, and he was taking this service and saying something, and I was trying my hardest to stay awake until he stepped onto this massive air vent that would fill this old Anglican church with heat. And as he stepped onto it, his whole robe went into the air, and he is full Marilyn Monroeing, like trying to keep it, like, what is happening? Oh, it was the best Sunday ever. You got half the church like, trying to like keep up and stay straight. And half the church just on the floor laughing, like all the young people like, ah. It was amazing. But I believe as Audacious Church, there is a mandate on our church to overcome the religious spirit, to overcome it, to kick it, to bring it down in our nation, the religious spirit that is dull and all about striving and what I do. And it's really heavy. But that's not our God. The Spirit of God is one of freedom, of new life, of restoration, of creativity, of faith. Come on, that is our God. Our God is a God of celebration. Our God is a God of party. You've got to only read the Bible. There is tons and tons of pies and celebrations that would go on for days. Our God is a God of party and celebration. So this should be a house of fun, because it's a house of joy, a house of joy. So I want to give you four ways, real practical, four ways that we as audacious people can take fun seriously. Come on, are you ready? You got your pens? Your fingers at the ready? Number one, as we take fun seriously and understand we don't just have fun, we are fun. We've got to maximize the moments. Maximize the moments. A number of years ago, one of my absolute all-time audacious heroes, a part of our church, and I won't mention his name, it can be a little bit embarrassing, but over in Mary Street, Chappers was on hosting, and one day, he just because this is Chappers, and he is a lot of fun and loves to maximize the moment, where can he be a little bit cheeky or practical joke here and there? And he came up to behind me at the end of the service in our old building and gave me the biggest wedgie ever. But even better than that was seeing his face as the person turned around and he realized it wasn't me. Oh, like just pure gold moment of, could you imagine that moment? Like, ah, it was his first time in church. Needless to say, never came back. You know, probably found another church in the city, God bless. Unless you're here right now, then I'm really sorry. Well, could you just imagine getting home like TripAdvisor? You know, great church, good worship, little bit too much unity in that place, you know. Connections team, a little bit handsy, just, you know, one star. Just an incredible moment. Let me read from the Bible. Oh, all right, Psalm 4, verse 7, it says this, "You have given me greater joy." Come on, anyone testify to that? "You have given me greater joy than those who have abundant harvests or grain and new wine." In other words, in our, you know, today's age, you've given me greater joy than all those that have everything on the outside, all the cars, the money, the watches, whatever life can give you, you have given me greater joy than that. Which means our joy is not dependent on what we have. So we don't need to wait for a moment to have fun. We are the moment. We just create the moment because we are fun. See, our joy is not based on those things, and we can't compartmentalize, we can't minimize fun to a certain day, a certain time, when I'm with a certain person or a certain activity. We can't minimize fun to that because fun moments are significant because they create memories. You ever had one of those times where you're just relaying the stories and you're laughing and you're between friends and you're just like, can't believe that happened, can't believe that happened. And some of the best moments are just when you just create the moment, you maximize the moment. It's not necessarily planned in, but just those spontaneous moments where you're like, I am fun. How can we bring fun to this situation? They bring memories. So whoever, wherever, whenever, whatever, Audacious Church, we are fun. So how can we maximize the moments? Maybe your job is, you're like a little bit of a desk job, you're a little bit boring, or maybe you work at home, or whatever it looks like in your life, how can you just decide to say, I'm audacious, this is my church, we are fun, I'm gonna bring some joy into this place right now. We've gotta maximize the moment. Number two, we've gotta make it a priority. See, fun in Audacious Church comes as standard. It's not an additional thing. It's not a, you know, like when you go to a shop and trying to buy a car, the optional extras, you know, you buy a car and you're like, oh, this looks awesome. You're like, actually, the standard version is just this. Or you're trying to book a flight or you, I don't know, order a burger. It feels like all the good stuff is optional extras. All the stuff that you kind of don't quite have enough money for are all like the optional extras. But in Audacious Church, what comes as standard is just the joy. We're gonna have some fun right now. Check out this verse. It says in Ecclesiastes 8, verse 15, so I recommend having fun because there is nothing better for people in this world than eating, drinking, and enjoying life. Wow, that's the Bible. We gotta prioritize it. Now, if you prioritize anything in your life, you understand that it's gonna take some time. You gotta create some space, maybe even some finance towards it, some thought. And if we're gonna be people who are seriously fun, we gotta prioritize fun. For some of us to really challenge this week, sometimes we just gotta break the routine. Come on, if you're a family, you normally kind of finish this service and then you kind of go home, you kind of do the same things and, you know, like your weeks are so ordered and so routine. Sometimes permission granted to just break the routine. Come on, somebody, and be a little bit more spontaneous. Or for husbands in this place, maybe the challenge from this morning is like, do you know what? I'm just going to break the routine and we're going to do something fun. I don't know, boyfriends, whatever, just take your lady out. Maybe you want to go to the snow park, or maybe you want to go bowling, or, you know, golf, or what? Not golf, like crazy golf. No, the other one, not that one. Don't do that. She will hate that. Great idea, babe. We're going to go golf. No, thanks. I don't know, but sometimes maybe single people, you just got to grab your small group and go, come on. Let's prioritize having fun right now. Maybe you're finding yourself that things are really heavy and the kind of permission and the word of God this morning is just, come on, I've got to break out of routine. I've got to access this joy that God has given me. Let's just go and have some fun this morning. We've got to prioritize fun. Third thing is invest in relationships because life is so much bigger and better when it's shared. Come on, this is the church. This is why do we gather on a Sunday? Why do we always go on about small groups and joining a team? Because it's our responsibility to take a step into investing in a relationship. Nothing great, nothing life-giving ever comes instantly. And maybe you're quite new into the church and you're feeling a little bit like, oh, I don't really know, I fit in, I don't know that many people. Just the challenge this morning, just to invest, take a step forward into relationship. Some of our greatest relationships have been built right within the youth ministry and over a decade serving within the youth team. Shout out. Yeah. Woo! Come on. And just some amazing friendships that have been birthed and forged in these moments of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that just happened, whether it was spontaneous or whether it was planned. And I was sat in a room a few years ago and we were kind of thinking about what we could do to raise money. And somebody in the room came up with this idea to do a fundraiser where we would have to race across the country 300 miles in 30 hours. It sounded good at the time until I was on the minibus up to Perth in Scotland thinking, what are we doing? Like, it was, I think I've got maybe a picture that's coming up on the screen, but the crew that kind of went up, we were in three teams. To be honest, we all pretty much woke up somewhere between here and Scotland and just thought, what is it? How the heck are we going to get this? We were to go from Perth via Penrith all the way back to here for church in the evening. And we kind of got kicked out of the minibus early on a Saturday morning and just went, right, what do we do? I don't know. So somehow me and my friend Jack, we got to charm ourselves onto the train for free in Perth. That was pretty good. It started off really well. A little bit more tricky in Edinburgh. That was a little bit more difficult. And we went to sleep in Penrith in a church hall and then set out on the next day, on the Sunday, to get back. And now we're in a race, okay? Some people say I'm a little bit competitive. I don't know. I've just learned that some things that I probably shouldn't do because it's better for me. But the people, this is a race. People are going and getting, you know, different strategies to get back to Manchester. And I was like, today we are going to hitchhike. Okay, we're just going to do it. We're going to try it. And for 3 hours... Come on, Jesus. Stop that car. Nothing happened. Like, honestly, I was so demoralized. People are texting me. People are laughing. People are FaceTiming me like, we're back in Manchester. I'm like, oh, bless you. And this was honestly no joke. We were like, this is the last car I'm going to go and ask if they would take us back to Manchester. And if they say no, then I'm going to have to call someone to pick us up and it would be very humiliating. And the last car... He was filling up petrol and I said, hey, okay, you know, we're doing this thing, we're fundraising, blah, 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 blah. Would you like to give us a ride? And he hesitated for a half a second. I was like, I'm in. I'm so in right now. And they had this conversation and me and my friend Jack, we ended up in the back of this random couple's camper van. There was us on the back of this kind of sofa seat. They're two dogs that spent most of the journey on my lap. And then these two random people, never met them before. Really nice. And they took us all the way to Leeds. From Leeds, we hopped on a coach. We got back to Manchester and we ran through Manchester City and we ended here within the time limit. Come on, round of applause, please. See, moments of just like, this is crazy, but we are going to have some fun here. And it's in those moments that forge the most incredible relationships. Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9 and 10, maybe you've heard it, this incredible verse that we were living out says, two people are better than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Wow, two is better than one. See, we were designed for relationship. This is the church. To have fun, to express joy in these relationships. The author Charles Swindoll said this, I cannot imagine where I would be today if it wasn't for that handful of friends who have given me a heart full of joy. Let's face it, friends make life a lot more fun. Wow, friends make life a lot more fun. Maybe you've got loads of friends outside the church. Great, we should have that. But can I encourage you to get some audacious relationships? Take a step into investing. Maybe join a team. Be a part of a small group. Keep coming on a Sunday. Take the risky step of saying, hey, my name is. Let's go play golf. I don't know. Whatever you want to do. Because life is so much bigger and better. Sometimes we don't just want to sit there and share on media. Sometimes we need to put the phone down for a minute and just be present in the moment and build the relationships. And finally, the fourth point. We want to maximize the moment. We want to make it a priority. We want to invest in relationships. To have seriously, to take fun seriously. Sometimes we just need to not take ourselves too seriously. Sometimes we just need to not take ourselves too seriously. See, there was a famous doctor. They made a film out of it. It was called Patch Adams. Maybe you've seen the film. A brilliant film by Robin Williams, played the actor. But this is a true life. This is a real doctor who kind of studied medicine and came up in an environment that was very cold, very kind of science heavy and kind of didn't really think about the people as much. It was very black and white and very like hard environment. But there was something in Patch Adams or Dr. Patch Adams that just wanted to do things differently. And his whole life mission was to reframe healthcare. to reframe the hospital system in America and around the world, where that went from what he'd experienced to where healthcare was holistic, where he would bring community and hope and enjoyment and joy and fun into caring for these people. The incredible stories of Patch Adams that would go into war-torn countries that is just full of so much trauma and devastation, and they would do these things called the clown missions. I mean, on the surface, it feels a little bit like, ooh, a little bit insensitive. But actually, the power of bringing joy into a hurting place, the power of a smile. Wow, have you ever had just a really rubbish day and someone does something, or maybe your partner or a friend, they just pick you up. That's why relationships are important, and they just know what to do to make you laugh or giggle or smile or something, or send you a meme or a text, and you're just like, ah. Oh. And suddenly the world doesn't look so bad anymore. See, this is biblical. Proverbs 17 verse 22. Says a happy heart is good medicine. Wow, in the Amplified Version, a happy heart is good medicine, and a joyful mind causes healing. A joyful mind causes healing. Wow, a joyful mind causes healing. And I think as Audacious Church, just like Patch Adams, we have a mandate again to reframe the church that has kind of been lost in kind of sometimes a little bit boring, sometimes a little bit dull or stuck or whatever, but we're here as Audacious Church across the body of the wider church to say, no, our God is not like that. And to reframe church to our society of a place of joy, of life, of restoration, of healing, of fun, of lightness. Come on, that's our church. That's Audacious Church, that we have this mission in our nation and then in this continent to do that. So friends, come on, why don't everyone to your feet right now? Come on, friends, let's not morph into these weird Christians as soon as we step through the doors. Come on, we don't want to be people that want to paint the town red, but paint the church beige. Come on, Saturday night, we're like, wah. Then we walk into church and it's like, hello. Come on, church was never designed to be beige. And sometimes we just need to lighten up a little bit. Sometimes we just need to not take ourselves a little bit too seriously. But sometimes we need to come back to understanding that we are fun. See, I love it in the Bible. King David, royal prestige, pomp and ceremony. King David coming with the presence of God. Remember, where the presence of God is, where the Spirit of God is, there is freedom. As he comes into his city with the presence of God, the Bible says that David danced before the Lord with how much? All of his might, with everything that he has. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And King David, in front of everyone, said, I will dance, I will sing, I will jump, I will be even more undignified than this. So Audacious Church, right now, we're going to respond to God and we're going to get our praise on. So if you want to come and join me down the front, come on, Audacious Youth. Even at the back, you just like, I'm going to get my praise on right now. I want to praise God, because praise is not a preference, it's a decision. And in Psalm 34, it says, I will praise the Lord. Come on, it's a decision we're making right now. I will praise the Lord. So come on, band.
Thank you for listening to this Audacious podcast. For any more information, visit us online, audaciouschurch.com. We'd love for you to join us at one of our campuses, Manchester, Chester, or online, every Sunday, 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.